Tonight's debate very plugged in with more live tweeting and smartphone and tablet apps than ever before.
And joining us now is American University Communications Professor Scott Tallon. Scott, thanks for being with us tonight.
Sure.
You know, social media certainly thriving back in 2008, not like it is today. Are you expecting a Twitter and Facebook explosion as the candidates begin to make their points tonight?
It will be an explosion, and then looking ahead four more years, it'll become more normal. So Twitter is really new media, sort of riffing and climbing in the back of old media, television, and they both influence each other in sort of a virtuous circle, playing off each other.
What does watching the debate with your Twitter feed or Facebook page up tonight do to your experience as a voter? I'm thinking, okay, you heard something that Romney said or the president said, maybe you liked it, but then you look down on your phone and one of your friends or followers didn't like it, and suddenly your opinion has changed somehow.
Well, and that's a good thing, though. We're influencing each other. We're listening. We're talking. It's digital democracy, and we're engaging, and people have a voice and can express themselves, as to before, where you'd sit and maybe turn the person on the couch and say, wow, that sounded good. What do you think? It's not even that it's maybe distracting. It adds more to what's happening in our country, that people are able to talk, influence others, and listen and learn.
Scott, what about the campaigns? How can they use these tools to try to shape opinion even as the debate unfolds? And I couch that by saying I can remember the times when people complained about all the prognosticators telling them what to think as the debate was wrapping up.
So you still have a little bit of that when the campaigns get involved and use this new media tools, but at least, again, people can respond back. People can even criticize a campaign for doing this or doing that. They could create a YouTube video, for example, and do an advertisement against an ad they don't like, or a tweet or anything. So it opens up the range of expression, and I think it adds some risk for the campaigns, but the bigger risk is not being there, not being involved, not being in the space. And, you know, social media has been around. Newspapers, we used to talk about, hey, what's on the front page? That's social. It's just easier today and quicker to share content digitally. That's the only big difference. It's just hyperspeed, which matters, but it's not all that new.
You mentioned hyperspeed. Here's something that may be interpreted as hyper. If you have a Samsung Galaxy Tab or a Note, you can download an app that lets you boo or cheer, and I use those words in quotes, throughout the debate. That almost turns it into like a fun sporting event, which I'm not saying it's not fun to follow politics, but does it cheapen it? Does it make it really silly?
I see what you're saying, but my first reaction is, boy, that's cool, and I wish I had that device and was able to have that app. And that's because it's a way to really connect and be more involved. And we all understand, hey, this is like a Facebook like just means you like it. What else does that mean? And this boo or cheer is minimal, but it's more than existed before. And to me, that's a plus-plus and a movement forward. And maybe you and I will make our own app that's more robust and do things that are nuanced and bigger options. But for now, this is better than nothing.
Scott, in 2008, the Obama campaign clearly had the advantage when it came to new media. With this time, is there either side that has the edge?
Well, it's interesting. The Republican Party got pretty serious about this, and they really adept at it, especially with Twitter and other tools as well. And Barack Obama, he did sort of pave the way after Howard Dean, and who's real sort of first internet presidential candidate. But Obama, just looking at his stuff now as president with the YouTube addresses on Saturday and the YouTube access and interviews, and what people miss is some of this data. YouTube is number two after Google for search. It's the third most popular website on the planet. There's a reason there's an ecosystem and a community on YouTube. It's because people like video and they're engaging with it. So I think both parties right now are, you know, you could give one edge here or there, but I think all things equal, they know they've got to be armed and ready, just like they do with television advertising, just like they do with flyers, just like they do with lawn signs.
It's an exciting time. Thanks a lot, Scott. We really appreciate it.
You got it.
That's Professor Scott Tallon. He's with American University's Communications Department.